So I was looking at Carlton Heroes' profile and the messages that he's had. And someone named Camden sent him a message in March of this year saying, "Can you edit the episodes and transcripts of Pooh's Adventures in Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?" And Carlton Heroes responded going, "Sorry, no, thank you for asking."
Goodbye to your seat.
And now we join the F Plus in the 100-acre woods. They have terrible things, and they'll read them with enthusiasm. And in the room tonight we have Boots Reingear.
Ryan Tokisaki. "You know, Tish, your eyes shine like stars at night." Tish. "Why, thank you. So, you think you remember Ryan?" Ryan Tokisaki. "Remember him." "I know that Prime Prince. He's a hero like Winnie the Pooh."
Jack Chick.
"Aeroplane, good morning. Ryan Freestar, morning. Aeroplane 2, howdy. Rannix, hello. Aeroplane 3, how you doing?"
Achilles Heelys.
"Zoinks, you're that evil wizard who killed Harry's parents. Pika."
Shell Game.
"Pooh, Piglet, Tigger, Rabbit, Eeyore, Sooty, Sweep, Sue, Little Cousin Scampi, Annoying Orange, Pear, Apple, Passion Fruit, Marshmallow, Grapefruit, Grandpa Lemon, Nervile, Princess Knight, Choppy, Prince Frank, Zenda, Discord, Sunset Shimmer, Verity, Verity's Piplup, Sorrel and Sorrel's
and Lemon. Dash Ketchum." And Lemon. Post from 17th of March, 2015. Thomas says, "I'm never coming back here again." Post from 17th of March, 2015. Thomas says, "I'm staying."
"The Digi-Dustin and their Digimon, the Penguins of Madagascar, Skip Kowalski, Rico and Private, Woody Woodpecker, Tatark.
Mater, all doing good. Airplanes are friendly."
I didn't get very far.
Hey, F Plus.
Hi, Lemon.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you all consider yourselves bears?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. And why would you identify like that, Boots?
Big and hairy.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. So you're saying big, you're saying hairy.
Yeah.
Also, you're saying like, are you saying like a little stupid, maybe? Maybe a little stupid?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, sure.
Like,
like
slothful? Would you say you're slothful?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I need to go somewhere else while you neg Boots?
would you say.
I need to stay here.
I don't actually like Boots. Honey. I like the larva.
Yeah. Would you say that you're particularly into honey? But
that's a stereotype. I'm into larva.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Okay. But do you misspell larva at least?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I spell
with the backwards
larva.
R.
your larva jar.
Your larva with a backwards R.
Okay. Well, there's a website that I think that we've all been made aware of over the years called Fandom. It is a company that is more profitable than it should be. Like, it owns fandom.com owns like a bunch of other web properties. I don't really quite get it, but they have their own sort of like ad market. But more than that, I have a document given to us by Dr. Interrogative, and the title of this document that Dr. Interrogative gave is: "The Pooh's Adventure Wiki has over 60,000 pages of insane crossovers."
Yay.
Sure does.
Yay!
Yeah. So I would like to tell you briefly, a story of how the F Plus can change your life. And it is described in the opening paragraph of this document. My discovery of this website came about quite by accident. I saw a tweet about a horny wiki editor, and my attempt to track down what the wiki screenshots originated from led me to the site. As soon as I figured out what the whole thing is, I immediately started this doc. So the difference between, like, before you find the F plus to after you find the F plus is like yeah. Some sort of internet thing gets exposed to you and you go like, well, okay, I guess this is on me. Guess I gotta write all this shit down.
Yep.
I now have a duty. Thank you.
Says the entry that I tracked down led me to this website with a blow article with the link and screenshot. And then it says the screenshot is Elizabeth Betty DeVille is Phil and Lil's very attractive, tomboyishly beautiful, and insanely sexy mother in the Rugrats series.
But notably, the picture insanely is specifically sexy. Of her during the all grown up era of the Rugrats.
Oh.
So she's even more middle aged.
So do you write this? You write this stub here, Shell?
So I'm gonna open this up for a vote. I'm gonna open this up for a vote to you,
uh-huh.
Dr. Interrogative, putting this thing together, made the effort to try to explain what's happening. And Dr. Interrogative actually has an introduction trying to explain what's happening. My question to you: do we want to learn about what's happening, or do we just want to get to throw right in the mud?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I like to learn by doing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately know a little bit of what's happening here already.
Well, keep it to yourself, please. Yeah.
Well, I mean, fine, I will.
We're all intelligent people. I think we can figure out something as simple as the Pooh's Adventures Wiki.
All right, so here we go. What is Pooh's Adventures? Pooh's Adventures Wiki is about the Pooh's Adventure, the Ventures series on YouTube. So sit down, grab some popcorn and honey, and enjoy the movies as Winnie the Pooh and his friends go into new worlds outside of Disney Studios in the 100 Acre Wood. And they will meet new friends, battle bitter enemies, and save the world at the same time. There are some rules. All right?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Please study it carefully, for it will be your only warning. Number one.
Jesus.
This wiki is for those that will not be subjected to copyright claims.
Wait, I'm not subjected to copyright claims, therefore it is for me.
Yeah.
Or it is not for me. It's contrapositive.
It's for... Yeah. We're going to break copyright law, but if you read it, don't break copyright law.
Well, Winnie the Pooh's public domain, so...
Well, I don't think that's true, because, like, the A.A. Milne stuff is, but, like, Disney owns...
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, number two, this wiki is meant for humor. Nothing here is meant to be taken seriously. Please study carefully, you're only warning the rules, right? Rule number three, there are no penalties if you break the rules.
Good.
Good.
I love a restorative justice on a wiki.
wait, what's can I get like a little addendum to that?
Yeah, well, as long as you don't do it again, then you're good.
What?
Okay. There are no rules.
Two strike rule.
There are many rules. If you break the rules, like, it's fine.
Like,
but
it's like you will be punished tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes.
Yeah. Pooh's Adventure haters are not allowed.
I have no mouth, but it doesn't matter.
Yep. Do not upload inappropriate content, except South Park, American Dad, Family Guy, The Simpsons, and Futurama.
Wait?
Don't.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
no,
examples are so Fallout, Dead Rising, and Grand Theft Auto, so I don't know which one's which.
So no Fallout, no Dead Rising, no Grand Theft Auto, but definitely Family Guy. No,
right.
Yes.
Yeah,
and,
correct.
And no et cetera.
So cartoons and not video games. Got it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. No pictures of guns. No butting into other people's messages. Do not use characters that have already been chosen by another user.
Oh, yeah, I bet that never happens.
Yeah.
Like Winnie the Pooh? Oh, yeah. Shit.
Non-original character, do not steal.
I have used every hedgehog. They're all mine.
Yeah.
If you would like to write instead of making movies, you may do so, but that's only on DeviantArt and fanfiction. Do not make pages about your own spinoffs unless it is to be shown on YouTube, Daily Motion, or Vimeo. Daily Motion? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. if you plan on guest starring in a character in your crossover, you must make sure that that character is available by going on to the character's article and seeing if he or she is available, because he or she is already guest starring in another crossover of the same movie or show, then he or she can't be included in your crossover.
Who can't be in two movies at the same time?
Simple, yeah.
And it's a good thing the word they doesn't exist.
That's true, yeah. This is real life. No comments on any pages. I wonder.
Sorry, hold on. No comments on any pages is prohibited.
Yes, correct.
Yes. You have to comment on everything. It's not fair if you don't.
As soon as you hit publish, you must comment first.
There don't appear to be any comments on any of these pages, I guess. Huh.
Oh.
Comic book characters are not allowed. Well, there are exceptions.
Yeah,
though.
What exceptions are there?
There's a couple of exceptions. Okay, so here's the thing. Do not, and I'm fucking serious about this rule, do not include comic book characters. They're not allowed. Except for Batman and Superman and the Marvel characters. They're the exceptions.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
No indie comics, you assholes.
Eat shit,
yeah, no
animal
rock
man.
Music. No rock music.
What?
No rock music or pop music or heavy metal or country music.
Oh, all right, fuck it, I'm out of here.
The only kinds of music that will allow are Disney and non-Disney music.
So like I can't like have autoplaying. I can have autoplaying Disney music, but no. Okay.
Or non-Disney music, that's fine too.
Okay.
But not rock music. No gothic or emo.
What if it's Disney gothic or emo, or not Disney gothic or emo?
No adult language in a kid's film. Only use crude words like darn, heck, or crud. Unless it's a Harry Potter crossover. since the Harry Potter saga is mostly made for adults.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, can you go back and read number 14 there?
Oh, sure. Do not make a crossover with a fake film and or a fake TV show unless it's actually true.
What?
Okay. I need a minute.
Yeah, the very concept of fake. And finally, okay, yeah, so you can also do a Family Guy crossover with a PG-13 or a PG-13 or an R-rated film with Family Guy, because Family Guy is made for adults.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool. Hey, Achilles.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about this character called Elsa?
Yeah, this is my character. This is Elsa from Frozen, I guess? I wrote that, too. Elsa is Anna's older sister, Jack Frost's lover, the deuteragonist of the Academy Award-winning movie.
There's that word.
The Academy Award-winning movie Frozen, and the main protagonist in its sequel, where she is the protector of the Enchanted Forest. Her character is different from the other versions of the Snow Queen because Disney stuck to the original fairy tale, where she's actually neutral and not evil. She is also a friend of Glaceon.
Well, sure.
Yeah, who is it?
Which is a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who has the same ice powers as she does. I guess kind of. Yeah, sure.
Blizzard.
In some adventure films, she serves as a mischievous troublemaker, which easily frustrates Anna.
Okay.
Let me talk about her relationship with Yuna, though.
Okay.
From Final Fantasy?
I assume from Final Fantasy X, I think.
Okay. All right.
Great.
Elsa will do anything to protect her godchildren, even if it means risking her life. One example is where Zebad, the evil ice wizard, arrives... Uh-huh. In Equestria, plotting to get revenge on Thomas and Twilight Sparkle.
What? Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah. Yes, it is. All right.
What's Zebad from?
Oh, I don't know why Dr. Interrogative thought we needed an intro.
I think I understand.
Yeah.
I think I get it.
Yep.
Zebad starts his attack by freezing most of Equestria, but when he arrives outside Canatterlot, he's surprised to see some nice ice work done in the town.
Right.
What? Meanwhile, a lot of the equines are talking to Elsa into battling Zebad, but Elsa refuses because she doesn't want to use her ice powers or something so intense. When the wizard confronts the royals, he freezes Thomas and Twilight Sparkle in vengeance for defeating him. I guess he got defeated at some point.
That's how Piglet gained confidence.
Then he traps the princesses and Hero inside an ice prison. Wait, I'm just doing Kingdom Hearts again, guys. What's happening?
It's weird. How did you manage that?
I don't know. Yuna and Snowdrop try to stop him, but he injures the two badly with an ice blast. This is the final straw for Elsa. She then vows to Zebad that she'll get him for hurting her godchildren. Elsa knows that she isn't powerful enough to take on Zebad, so Princess Celestia provides with the way for her powers to get increased.
This is definitely, like, plot in action. Really, things are definitely happening.
Yeah, this is a relationship description.
Right, with Yuna, which I don't think Yuna's name has come up.
I think we're coming up on it. Zebad then takes all the blue energy crystals and the crystal heart and starts his ritual to freeze the sun. Elsa then confronts the ice wizard. The two have an intense battle, firing ice blasts of many kinds at each other, with the love of her godchildren on her side. Her godchildren are her power, perhaps. And Elsa defeats Zebad and sends him back to his prison. Yuna and Snowdrop recover from Zebad's blast. I guess they got blasted. And Thomas and Twee thaw out. And honor of defeating the evil ice wizard, Elsa, along with Anna, are granted the privilege to be alicorns when she wants to be.
What did Anna do? Anna just sits around waiting for Elsa to do everything, and then she gets to be an alicorn whenever she wants.
If I remember, alicorn is a Pegasus and a unicorn combined?
I think so.
Okay, great.
Let me get some trivia, though. That was all relationship information.
The relationship with Yuna was pretty well. Like, how did you two meet? Well,
let me tell you about Zebad.
Yuna recovered from a blast. Elsa will reunite with her childhood friend Barney the dinosaur and meet his friends, including Zaboomafoo. And Barney gets frozen by the Snow Queen.
Oh shit, I remember playing that on Newgrounds.
Elsa bonds well with Jack Frost since they both have magic winter related powers. She will be Mushu's love interest in some crossovers. Especially the Charlie Brown and Snoopy's Adventure series. Jesus.
Right. I love Winnie the Pooh. I don't know about you guys.
Not a single one, huh? Yeah.
discovering what we very quickly discovered, I see.
Bother.
There's not even there's a Heffalump in the corner, I guess.
If you freeze frame, you see Tigger's tail.
Hey, Jack Chick.
Hello.
Question for you.
Yes.
Which of these two characters are you more interested in?
Okay.
Korra from, I believe, Avatar The Last Airbender, I'm guessing?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Legend of Korra.
Or Darla Dimple, maybe from Dexter's Laboratory? I'm not really sure.
Cats don't dance. She's from Cats Don't Dance. God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Okay, yeah. Which of these are you more interested in?
Oh, yeah. So I've heard of Korra before, so I'm interested in Darla Dimple.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay, great. Let's learn together about Darla Dimple.
Darla Dimple is a movie star actress voiced by Ashley Peldon, sung by Lindsay Ridgway, in Pooh's Adventures of Cats Don't Dance.
Great title. Really good title.
Nice.
Where she is the principal antagonist.
Pooh's Adventures of Cats Don't Dance.
I apologize for misplacing the emphasis. Being referred to as America's sweetheart / lover of children and animals, as well as a caricature of Shirley Temple, Jane Withers, and Darla Hood, she fears her reputation will fall if any of the animals were in the main cast, including Danny.
No, my reputation!
That is Cats Don't Dance's plot, you're right.
That is what happens in that film.
So she has her butler, Max, to make sure that no one gets in her way. She also hated animals and anyone who makes friends with animals, a.k.a.
Okay,
friends.
What tense are we writing in now?
All of them.
Did she die just then?
I believe it's called Wiki Tense.
Okay, Wiki Tense. The tense is Wiki Perfect.
Yeah.
In fact, she almost drowned Mammoth Pictures in front of LB Mammoth and having all the animal blamed for all this and expelled from the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Danny, along with the other animals and Pooh and friends, outstaged her and reveals herself as a fraud in front of a live studio audience after saying that she flooded the stage, so she lost her fame and ended up as a janitor.
So Katso dance happened, and Pooh was just standing in the corner the whole time.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
Pooh yeah. And friends.
Yeah.
A month and 11
days. Friends all outstaged her.
A month and 11 days later, she met Sir Ruber and allied with him to get revenge on Winnie the Pooh and his feline friends and to conquer Camelot. In fact, she created a potion that turns Ruber's thugs into iron soldiers.
Wow, is that a fact?
Mm-hmm.
I can see why you wrote it like that.
Unfortunately, she was electrocuted along with Ruber when he accidentally stabbed Excalibur into its stone and was never heard from again, or so it seems.
Or so it seems.
It turns out she was resurrected by Dr. Greed so she can get revenge. She also wears a silly disguise just to hide her identity. Okay. Unfortunately, her plans were foiled by Pooh and the others as she was frozen to an icicle by Metalgarurumon's ice wolf claw and was thrown into the pit along with the Mixmax company, never to be seen.
Yeah, or so it seems.
Pooh and the others being Metalgarurumon. The classic other that you would put with Pooh.
Okay, so she was murdered. She was murdered.
Yes.
Along with the Digimon and Mad Max, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Any trivia about this character?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, Darla Dimple has a huge hatred for Kirby.
Oh, no.
A huge hatred for Kirby, you say?
Yeah, no. Huge, huge hatred for Kirby due to his cuteness, which led her into lust for him.
Wow! So it's a hate fuck situation. All right,
maybe let's talk about like character actor Bruno Kirby.
You were my sexual awakening.
No, it's the German content management system that runs the F plus. Right. Yep. Your joke wasn't any more funny, just so you know.
Yeah.
I avoided making mine until you threw out Bruno Kirby. I was just pissing on your piss.
My shit on your piss.
I piss on your shit.
Spit on your piss.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
In Cherry's Adventures, she is also the mother of Eloise and is married to Urchin, the Little Mermaid. In Pinocchio and Friends, Darla is the leader of an all-girls gang who is helped by Pistachio, Pinocchio's rival and one who later betrays Darla, and strives to get revenge on Danny for what happened to her in the original movie and take back her spotlight. However, she's stopped by Pinocchio and his friends, who in turn shows mercy to Darla. Eventually, Darla progressively...
Because Pooh wasn't there. Pooh wasn't there to fucking end her.
Eventually, Darla progressively changes her attitude towards animals as she realizes that by redeeming herself, she is going to get the love she needs, whether she likes it or not. After her mansion is closed down, she joins Pinocchio and his team and helps him defeat Pistachio and his minions. In the process, she promptly falls through a trapdoor, which kills her. But fortunately for her, she becomes an angel instead, the little archangel.
Oh.
Which sounds like a female rapper from 2001.
Yeah, Lil Archangel.
Yeah. After Pistachio is defeated, Darla reveals to Pinocchio and his friends her secret identity and states that she will continue her acting career now she is able to transform into a human at will. She then waves goodbye to Pinocchio before flying away. From that point onward, Darla remains a double life as both a guardian angel to children and animals, especially Danny, and as a child actress. She now makes sure that she does not get carried away with either her new lifestyle or with fame and fortune.
That's great.
That was some good trivia, huh?
Wow. Why didn't I know that?
Well, not a lot of people.
Is it the American educational system's fault?
Yeah.
I don't think it was explained to you with "it is a fact" beforehand.
In fact.
Hey, Shell Game.
Yeah.
You know who, this document given to us by Dr. Interactive, the Pooh's Adventure Wiki has over 60,000 pages of crossovers. One of my favorite characters that I've always wanted to see in a crossover.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's Ryan.
Yeah, we all love Ryan.
Yeah. Could I see Ryan?
We love Ryan. Oh, boy, yeah, sure. Ryan, you obviously mean Ryan Freestar, which is important because Ryan has many, many incarnations. But Ryan Freestar is a techno-organic, the leader and founder of his team. And
techno-organic!
And the main protagonist of Ryan's Adventures series. In case you didn't know, he's the main protagonist of the series named after him. He is the original creator, original character created by Ryan Transformers.
You don't say! don't fucking say!
Now.
Created by a guy named Ryan? All right.
Now, here's his bio. Ryan was born as a son of Queen Ryanara.
That's great. I'm on board with this now.
He was a liquid metal body with Sari, and then they got split at birth when Ryanara and Isaac touched the protoform and fused with their DNA.
Sari.
You know, like...
While Isaac raised Sari and his daughter, Ryanara gives her child the name Ryan Freestar and doesn't care for him. Learning that Pooh, his team, and Crash Bandicoot are his favorite heroes, he formed his team of heroes called the Techno-Organic Elite. So I'm sure with a bio like that, you want to know this kid's personality.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. I'm sure Ryan is very dynamic.
Well, see, it's important that you know Ryan's personality is like his own.
I mean, that isn't true.
Yep. Ryan's personality is like
Cogito,
his own.
Cogito ergo Ryan.
You know, I'm
Yeah.
I'm still on the fence about if this is a self-insert character or not.
Yep.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Oh,
I need to know more about...
I will. He have a funny side with his friends and teammates.
Yeah.
He is kind, honest, and pure of heart.
Okay.
He is heroic because he wants the good guys, including Pooh and his friends, to win against evil villains and save the day.
While Shell there was reading about Ryan, Boots, you were actually clicking around and you found a couple more facts about Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
What facts did you find, Boots?
So important facts to know about Ryan are that Ryan is Meg Griffin's boyfriend and love interest.
Okay.
Ryan is revealed to have developed a harem with girls due to Meg, Marina, Sue, Mia, all loving him.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, and coincidentally, his harem had increased with several girls loving him, such as Mia, Akima, and...
Okay, so...
Sounds like just in the real world, ladies love Ryan.
So this is not like a little kid.
I wish it were. No, hey, Shell. Ryan.
Yeah, yes.
Any nicknames? Any nicknames for Ryan?
Oh, well, a couple.
Okay.
Oh, and this is not a complete list. Okay, yeah. So... These are the nicknames that Ryan faces at times in his adventures. Okay. There's Poo Fan.
Ryan, quick note. Ryan, you want to maybe Winnie the Pooh Fan or A.A. Milne Fan? No? Okay. All right.
The Coprophage.
Shrek Lover.
Wow.
Keyblade Master, Little Star by White Diamond from...
Now we know who's giving him these nicknames. Okay, that's good.
Goose by Gwen Tennyson of Ben 10.
Yeah, related to Alfred Lord Tennyson, yeah.
Yes. Techno Organic by somebody. Ryan the Awesome Guy by Ryan.
Ryan, the real cool guy with the big dick who everyone likes.
He's got a real knack for it.
Hero Leader Ryan by Garnet. Ryan Dean Wolf.
Wow.
Hero Ryan-y Boy by Tigger.
This is some of the saddest shit we've ever read.
Techno Boy by Raven Darkhome / Mystique.
Guy who one day will move out of his mother's house.
Techno Kid by Boo, and I believe that's from Monsters, Inc.
That's what I love about you, Lemon, is you're always so optimistic.
One day.
The Super Awesome Ryan. Mm-hmm. Once again, unattributed.
Yeah.
Ryan Coon by Foyoletta. Blue by The Player. Mm-hmm. Ryan Sparkle, the popular hero of his team.
Perfect.
Friend of Optimus Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime.
Yes, like the Transformers.
A Transformer,
yes.
And Thomas the Tank Engine, maybe?
Yes, he's a Transformer.
And an
optometrist.
Oh, that guy jumps off a plane. It's great. Ryan Freestar the Hero.
Yep.
The hero who is more popular like Pooh.
Hang on, Ryan. Okay. Now we've allowed a lot.
The best good and truthful hero of all time. Yes. One of the best heroes of all time.
Ooh,
here's another self-aggrandizing one. Riley, disguised name for him, disguised as a Southern Belle.
Oh, can we hear what that sounds like?
Ryan was figuring out some shit.
Really useful hero.
Nice. Oh, boy.
Techno Twerp by Meowth. Ryan Senpai by Azusa and Yui.
Great.
Weird Techno Piece of Tin by Peter Griffin. The Master Ranger. Ryan Kins, and then there's some parentheses, but there's nothing in between them. So I guess nobody.
It's making me very sad.
Why? Why? Ryan is so cool.
Yeah, I just... I'm sad I'll never be this hero. Cool.
All right, oh yeah? Healy's... Well, he's also called everybody's hero, and that includes you.
No, I know. I'll never live up to it.
So, hey, Boots.
Shell, there's one last Ryan fact I just posted into the Discord.
Wow.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
well, you mean how he knows he is a hero, like some of the Ryans in the Ryan-iverse?
It's an extended Ryan verse.
It sure is.
No, it's a Ryan-y verse.
Ryan-iverse.
Ryan-iverse.
Hey, Poots.
Yeah, hey,
I was noticing here that the official Poos timeline has 349 entries at the time of the document, so I'm sure it's longer than that.
Yeah.
Just a little note here. With all the Winnie the Pooh adventure films and all the other kinds of media that have been made over the years, mm-hmm. with many more being made, this timeline will help those who believe that the show should have a cohesive and flowing narrative. That goes from one film to another. This is why you can't have the same crossovers.
There needs
to be a consistent. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's like all children's stories, there must be an overarching plot.
Overarching plot. Yeah, exactly. So a a cohesive and flowing narrative that goes from one film to another.
Okay.
However, you may feel free to edit the timeline.
Great.
to make sure everything flows, you know, coherently and consistently and chronologically. But remember to double check if the content that you add is canonical and it plays a part in the overall timeline.
Right.
Also, characters
that
don't have their own wiki should be written without brackets.
Yeah. You just don't want to yuck anybody's yum.
No, it's very true, very true. So there's a bunch of films, somewhere approaching 400 entries in this Winnie the Pooh Adventures timeline. But can you just read some of these films, please?
Sure. Okay, so there's Sora's Adventures of Power Rangers, The Battle in Radiant Garden.
That title is money right there.
Yeah. Sora, Donald, and Goofy are summoned by Master Yen Sid and informed that a new evil force is about to attack the worlds. Sora and company travel to Radiant Garden and encounter the evil emperor named Lord Zedd, who has formed an alliance with Maleficent.
Oh, that's Zedd's not dead.
It's so weird that this just folds in so well.
Okay, and then the origin of Pooh's adventure series.
Slong!
The good fairy, along with her friends, Princess Celestia, Princess Luna, Ninjor, Larigoat, Dulcia, Aku Aku, Merlin, Alpha 5, and Master Yen Sid revive Zordon and learn of Bowser's return and the prophecy of the 100-Acre Woods Rebel Alliance and Robo Knight, Green Ranger clone Tomax, their powers, and their Zords become immune to being taken away by the forces of evil forever.
Forever. But Boots, I know you have more films and I want to hear them. I was just looking at Ninjor. There's not a lot of trivia about Ninjor, but can you just give me one piece of trivia about Ninjor?
Yeah. Ninjor will meet Ash Ketchum and their friends in
Thank you. I feel informed.
Winnie the Pooh's World of Color.
What?
Pooh and the gang return to Disneyland. This list never mentions them going there the first time, is a note from the editor. To see a new water, color, light, night show called The Wonderful World of Color.
Okay. All right.
They show up for the nightly fireworks. It's great. Pooh's Adventures of Romeo and Juliet sealed with a kiss. That's the Romeo and Juliet seal cartoon.
That's the seal cartoon one. Yeah, it sure is. It sure fucking is.
Everybody listening to this, stop and watch the entire fucking Romeo and Juliet sealed with a kiss movie.
Reach out to me. I'll start another incredible fucking watch party I've shown it like three times.
He told me I have to, so I'm gonna.
You don't actually.
It's really wild.
You don't have to do that if you don't want to.
Pooh and his friends meet a seal named Romeo and his family of Montague and Juliet, along another seal and her family of Capulet. They also meet Romeo's two friends, Mercutio and Benvolio, as well as their old friends, Tennessee, Tuxedo, and Chumley.
Chumley's here! Okay, great! Wow!
Yes.
They try to get Romeo and Juliet together.
Look at that, would improve that movie. Yeah. You see Tuxedo and Chumley would make that movie great.
I thought you'd have to go for Big Hoss, but you got the Chumster. Good job.
I'm really interested in this really original film that's coming up next.
It's just a description of Star Wars The Phantom Menace. Next.
I don't remember the good fairy being there, but sure.
or Slimer.
Wait, sorry. Yeah. Pooh's Adventures of Star Wars Episode 1 The Phantom Menace.
Uh-huh.
Pooh and his friends. Ash and his friends. Good fairy. Pooh Slimer and Stay Puft.
Ash and his friends.
Showing forces. With the Galactic Republic and new allies. Wait, the Republic, the bad guy? Qui-Gon Jinn, no. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin Skywalker, Jar Jar Binks, R2-D2, and the people of both the Gungans and Naboo fight the evil forces of Star Wars. They fight the Trade Federation, Team Rocket, and the leaders of the Sith.
Yeah.
Obviously.
What's the next one right after? This is, as we mentioned, like there's an ordinality to this, right? There's a consistent... chronology, right? So that was like a long time ago in a galaxy far away.
If you've been following the plot, you know, for the last 300 movies, you know what's coming next. It's Pooh's Adventures of Harriet Tubman.
Oh, I'm flashing back to the Smurfs fan in Lincoln.
Pooh and his friends meet Harriet Tubman for the first time and join her family as they travel through the Underground Railroad to seek freedom. Great.
Wait, so is Pooh enslaved?
No, but the Smurfs don't approve of George Washington owning slaves, I'll tell you that much.
Why would you write that?
Well, wait a minute.
That's a very good
question. This whole episode's going to fold in on itself.
I'm going to skip forward. Pooh's Adventures of Cool Runnings.
Okay, great.
Pooh and his friends join Irving Blitzer and Darius Bannock as they compete in the 1988 Calgary Winter Olympics as part of Team Jamaica against other teams from around the world and their old enemies, the Bowser family, Dr. Robotnik, and Metal Sonic.
No, it's not Dr. Robotnik. Who is it?
Oh, Dr. Robonick. Unaffiliated. Tino Tonitini meets Tarzan.
Tino Tonitini.
From the Weekenders.
Tino and his friends travel to Africa and meet Tarzan, his adopted gorilla family, and his friends Turk and Tantor for the first time. Soon Tarzan defeats the evil cheetah Sabor, and Professor Porter and his daughter Jane arrive in Africa. However, they soon must defend Tarzan's home and family from the hunter who arrived with the Porters, Clayton.
Wow. What was any of that?
a lot of that was Tarzan.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh and the Halloween Tree. I don't really read this.
Wait,
that's the only one that only has Winnie the Pooh in the fucking title. and that's
fucking
one
crossover. Get out of here.
Winnie the Pooh met Harriet Tubman earlier. We knew that.
Harriet Tubman was the co-star.
So now we're going to be moving into the actual sort of like blog, blog posts from the community. Because obviously, like having learned a little bit about some of these characters. I think we're all interested to know the minds that would make these characters.
Yeah.
Okay. So my name is Carlton Heroes, and I have an announcement to make. I will go to Disneyland this July or August. And the truth is, I will give the painting to it, Mickey Mouse and Bob Iger.
Oh. You're going to give them a painting?
Yeah, both of them. Mickey Mouse and Bob Iger together. Mm-hmm. Going to give them... the painting. Mickey Mouse and Bob Iger is the chairman of Disney. Mm-hmm. I am an artist and a writer. I'm a creator of the Peacekeeper Bears.
Hold on.
Yep. What? Well, God, what? Were you looking something up?
Just looking.
Just looking. Okay. Sounds good. I created them for 10 years. I will tell the Disney studio about the Peacekeeper Bears and to make a film about them.
Wow.
It's cool. Bob Iger is always there at Disneyland.
Right. Yeah. What do you got for me? Come on. I'm running low on ideas. Just sitting there chain smoking.
Oh. Does Peacekeeper Bear show up in this document? Because maybe, can I read a little bit about the Peacekeeper Bears?
I suppose you'd have to, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got?
The Peacekeeper Bears are a group of humanoid bears.
Great.
They represent all the countries and promote world peace.
Their members,
Ichabod is a faithful and handsome American bear. He is the leader. Annie is a beautiful and lovely British bear. Romeo is a lovable and confident French bear.
Okay, this is starting to sound like a Harvey Birdman episode.
Willie is a sweet and friendly German bear. Eustace is a cautious but a courageous Italian bear. Italian Eustace.
Bene.
There's a lot of these. Let me see. I've got one for you. Amigo is a smooth Spanish bear.
I want to know about Boots.
Boots? Where's Boots?
HC.
Oh, HC is a strong Canadian bear and is tough but gentle. Yeah.
Yeah.
We went over that in intro.
Lily is a humble and shy Dutch bear. Her personality is based on Bashful from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh.
Let's see.
Bashful's famously Dutch.
And
well, that's all right. Actually, because you can spend a little bit of time there with the Peacekeeper Bears by yourself. Because while you're doing that, I know that Jack Chick actually has.
There's drawings of all of these guys.
Yes,
that's great. I know that. Wow, those drawings are. So that's what gets you off, huh? All right. Well.
Oh my God.
All right, Jack Chick. Yeah. I know that you've got an idea. I'm so sorry. You Simba fan here.
Yeah.
Simba fan 96 has an idea for a new Pooh adventure movie.
I sure do.
You want to give that to me?
Yeah. So this is Pooh's Adventures of Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. What year was this written? 2014. All right. Fantastic.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right.
2014. The year of the Bahaman. That's what they called it.
Yep. Bahaman.
The Bahaman.
Bahaman. Bahaman.
Bahaman.
Yeah. The Bahaman.
Bahama Mamas.
It'll be about Pooh, Tigger, Eeyore, Rabbit, Piglet, Simba, yeah. Timon, uh-huh. Pumbaa, Tennessee Tuxedo, Chumley, Yakko,
yep.
Wacko.
This is way different
Doc
than what I was
Warner,
doing.
Babs uh-huh. and Buster Bunny,
great.
Plucky Duck, Hampton, Fifi LaFume, Phineas uh-huh. Flynn, mm-hmm. Herb Fletcher, Dipper and Mabel Pines, Shaggy, Scooby, Fred, Daphne, Velma, okay. Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, Shadow, Rouge, Omega, Amy Rose, Cream, mm-hmm. Big, mm-hmm. Vector, uh-huh. Charmy,
yep.
Espio, right. Silver,
good.
Blaze,
yep. Great.
Cosmo the Cedrian, mm-hmm. and Emery traveling to the Bahamas for their vacation. Do you feel like you have the full list of characters?
I probably don't.
Can I hear
I mean,
it again?
I feel like I'm I feel sorry. Like there's going to be more.
Okay. So they encounter the Baja men.
Oh, good. I suppose they would have to.
Who are looking for a group of dogs who were let out of the pound by an unknown
also,
person.
Also, did they like charter a jet together? Like this is so many characters.
I think they have a steamship that they drive around. They all team up and they travel across the world looking for the dogs and, more importantly, the person who let the dogs out in the first place.
Nice. Great. All right.
If you like the idea, tell me what you think.
Carmen Sandiego at it again.
Heelys.
Mm-hmm.
So again, still we're here on the in the sort of like community section. We're looking at the blog posts of these innovative people. But Baldwin 17's got a little bit of a problem. Baldwin 17's got a bit of a problem.
I've got a bit of a problem.
Oh, okay.
A cyber bully problem.
Oh no!
Okay.
It right. seems the devil himself has set his sights on torturing me.
Okay.
I already know that someone has drove one of our own to his, failed attempt at suicide. Well, now it seems that he's striking me on my YouTube channel.
Wait, who?
The devil. The devil himself.
However, I feel no pain from the words these people have said, be it to me or one of our own, but I keep some of the passages of the Bible that speak of treating others the way you want to be treated.
Just in case Satan hasn't seen them.
Where do you keep them? Are they in a bandolier like that guy from Blues Traveler?
Well, as you'll see pretty soon, they're spring-loaded on my wrists.
Oh! Magic!
In all honesty, someone must take a stand against the critics and their words against both us and our works. I am one of them, and I know there are many others out there. We must unite and form a brotherhood, similar to the Brotherhood of Assassins in Assassin's Creed.
Oh, I was just thinking that. Wow, simpatico, baby.
Yeah. The only difference is that we will not kill. We will try to revert with our words of wisdom.
But that's okay. So you were close. You were kind of close.
So you jump off of the Cathedral of Notre Dame, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and then you pull out a Bible verse and hand it to a guy.
No, you run up to the Pope from behind and you say, "Forgive me."
United we stand, together we rise, and together we dominate.
Oh, violent.
Oh, cool. I love Man of War lyrics.
Do you?
We are the Brotherhood of the Creatives. We stand against cyberbullies and put them in their place.
Yeah, Man of War got really weird in their later years.
If you agree, then sound off and join the Brotherhood of the Creatives. Just take the following oath. I hereby promise upon all that is good to forever stand against the oppressor known as the cyberbully and to help those who are targeted by the oppressor from choosing the way of devil and death. So help me God. If you have taken the oath, welcome to the Brotherhood.
Oh, so you have some sort of motto then?
Remember our motto. Mm-hmm. Vittoria peri creativi e vittoria per il popolo, which is Italian and
not Latin.
No, it's Italian and translates to victory to the creatives and victory to the people.
Definitely didn't happen with Google Translate.
No.
So that's awesome, dude. That's great. You seem like a fun child. And tell me about your birthday.
My birthday?
Yeah, your birthday. Yep.
Oh, it's my B-day. Mm-hmm. Well, it's this, and this is a couple months later. Almost, it's like a half year later.
Okay.
Well, it's that time of year again. The time for my birthday to roll around. I may be 22 years old this Monday, but I live by something that I learned from a very wise person. That being, age is but a number.
Ooh, wow, you're so... Oh, boy.
I may be 22 years old, or young, depending on how you want to view it.
Or way too old for this stupid website.
No, I think exactly as old as the...
I hear a cyberbully! The Brotherhood!
No! Oh, shit!
Quick, forgive him!
I took the oath. I'm sorry, Lemon, I have to act.
No, it's understand. You're bounded by creativity.
I may be 22 years old, but I'm not going to stop working on the fandom that I care for.
Yeah.
Mine, the one that I made up.
That's right. With that being said, my first film, Pooh's Adventures of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, is almost uploaded on Pandora.
Almost, okay.
Though in multiple parts. You put movies on there? Okay. Stay tuned to Winnie the Pooh meets Snow White
and the Seven Dwarves pages for further updates.
Select all, copy, paste, email to my mother. This is so fucking stupid. All right, so we've got some stories here, and actually, all of these stories.
I don't want to move off Baldwin 17 yet, because Healy's. Just
Oh no! I'm Baldwin 17. Tell us more about you.
Well, I'm Baldwin 17, and I've got a self-portrait of me nude with, I don't know, Elsa. Maybe I'm not sure what that is.
She really likes
you. What are your three tags?
Administrator, inactive. Inactive. 26 years old, owner and founder of Remaster Productions. It's just like Dozer Fleet Productions, I believe.
Yeah. And what did you create?
And creator of fan fiction.
I actually think that technically makes it more successful than Dozer Fleet Productions.
True. Recently returned to Pooh's Adventure Wiki to assist in management rearrangement.
Oh, thank you for your service.
I have made 12,908 edits and 7,126 posts.
My God. Well, you've been here for 5 years. What else?
To me, the Brotherhood! To me!
My God. All right. Fuck. Okay.
Oh, these are all scripts.
We've got we're going to have to choose a scene. And so your choices. This is from Pooh's Adventures of the Crucible. Right? Yeah, you know the Crucible.
That's gonna be tough to beat for me, to be honest.
We're gonna No. I'm saying both of these are different scenes from the Crucible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're gonna be reading from the Crucible.
Good. All right.
But yeah. So actually, you know, as a fan, which would you like to read here? Mary Warren accuses John, or sad ending.
I think I gotta go with sad ending.
All right, great. So here is the sad ending. The sad ending to Pooh's Adventures of the Crucible. Jesus Christ. All right. Here we go. The wagon carries John, Rebecca, and Martha to the hanging area while the people cry and speak. The wagon stops and some women sob. Martha walks up first. John is next. Rebecca is last. That is a thing that I needed to narrate. The order in which people were walking.
Correct. There you
okay.
Go.
Not that the three of them walk, but the order that they walked in. Okay. Mr. Hale appears with his horse. Pooh and his friends appear running and stopping.
Mr. Proctor!
Sherman, can't you see?
The man ties his ropes around John, Martha, and Rebecca's necks. She looks at Francis Nurse, who stands watching.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Thy will done.
On earth, as it is in heaven,
beautiful.
Give us this day and our daily bread, and forgive us our trespassers, as we forgive them who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom.
Rebecca hangs!
The power and the glory.
Martha hangs!
Forever and ever.
John hangs by the man! Sherman gasps. Ave Maria from Fantasia Place? What the fuck? Ave Maria from Fantasia?
Is it in Fantasia?
No! But it has to be Disney music.
Right.
Or non-Disney music.
Yeah, or non-Disney music. That's okay.
Which Ave Maria do you think it is?
It should have been Night on Bald Mountain.
The perfect thing to play when somebody is hanging.
No. Okay, so here's some more actions. Pooh's face turns sad. Tigger, no apostrophe, apostrophe but no S, face turns, looks sad.
Oh, John.
Alice sobs.
Sobs.
Oh, Yogi, I am sorry about John Proctor.
I'm sorry about him, too.
Here you go, buddy. Because I'm Tigger.
Yeah. You're sobbing, but you're still all right with it.
That's sobbing.
Something's very sad.
Oh, of course it's sad. Shag sobs.
Guys, there's nothing I can do.
Let's get back home.
Come on, Piglet.
Sobs. Come on, Yogi.
And fade out. So, that's, yep. Pretty,
hangings are real sad,
aren't
they?
Pretty good. It's literally the crucible happens, and then they're just there.
Yep.
And Mr. Peabody faces it and goes, there's nothing I can do.
Yes. People were hanged. Like other people notice that they're hanged.
And the moral of the story is...
I mean, that's the advantage of fandom, right? Is you don't actually need to develop your character, so they can just be there.
Okay, so, Jack, do you want to just take this... there's a long list of Pooh's Adventures title. Do you want to take the first group here, please?
Sure. So these are existing movies.
Okay, great.
Such as... Pooh's Adventures of Bionicle, Mask of Light. Pooh's Adventures of Turbo, a Power Rangers movie. Pooh's Adventures of Little Shop of Horrors. Pooh's Adventures of Circle of Life, parentheses, environmental film.
Wait, is that allowed?
Winnie the Pooh and the Wacky Adventures of Ronald McDonald, the Legend of Grimm Asylum. Alice Pooh and Robin Hood's Adventures of the Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
Pooh's Adventures of Cats. Winnie the Pooh, 100-Acre Digimon.
Wow.
Which, parentheses, short prequel. Pooh's Adventures of The Thief of Baghdad. Hmm. Pooh's Adventures of Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah.
Okay, all right.
Pooh's Adventures of Harriet Tubman.
Boring.
Pooh's Simba, Timon, and Pumbaa's Adventures of Brandy and Mr. Whiskers, colon, two heads are not better than one.
Well, that's money right there.
Just imagine the poster.
It is... Oh, it's on Daily Motion. All right. Great.
So it's allowed.
Pooh's Adventures of Cool Runnings. Pooh's Adventures of Mr. Meaty, colon, Mooch Master P. Winnie the Pooh says Hocus Pocus. Pooh's Adventures of Epic Movie. Censored.
Censored?
Oh, it's censored.
Pooh's Adventures of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, full movie.
Wow. Whoever got dibs on that must have been the first person on this wiki.
I'll bet it was Ryan.
Might have been Ryan. That guy's fucking cool.
He's the coolest guy of all time.
Ooh, that's a good nickname, adding that to the list.
Yeah. Winnie the Pooh in the World of the Avatar. Winnie the Pooh visits the Tower of Terror, original.
Oh, good.
Pooh's Adventures of Adventures in Babysitting 2016.
Hang on. Really? Oh, the 2016 Wait. Reboot of Adventures in Babysitting? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, the good one.
Okay.
Pooh's Adventures of Michael Jackson's Thriller. Remake.
Huh.
Remake.
Huh. The movie? The movie Thriller?
Apparently.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, I want to see Pooh's Adventures of Porky's personally, but...
Well, sure. That makes... Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hey, those are all the existing movies, but don't worry. There's more to come.
Okay, such as?
Such as, well, I mean, you got Winnie the Pooh meets Beetlejuice, which is a censored remaster remake, and Winnie the Pooh says you're in love, Charlie Brown, Winnie the Pooh meets Coraline, Winnie the Pooh enters the black hole.
There we go. There's my red tube.
Pooh's Adventures of Song and the Song of the South.
Yay! Whoa. Hey, maybe not. Maybe you didn't have to. Wrong? Maybe they didn't know. I don't think you needed to. No, I think you put that one back in the fucking vault.
Winnie the Pooh meets Kangaroo Jack.
Also bad. No. Equally as bad. Neither of those.
That's a good one. Winnie the Pooh meets Condor Man. Winnie the Pooh gets Too Fast, Too Furious.
Now that I might watch that one.
I would watch that.
Pooh's Adventure of Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
And Pooh's Adventure of Sly Cooper and the Thievius Raccoonus.
Right, sure. That needs more of that, yep.
Winnie the Pooh meets Last Starfighter. Pooh's Adventures of Asterisk of Gaul. Pooh's Adventures of Asterisk and Cleopatra. Winnie the Pooh makes a splash.
Squirting videos, all right.
Two Winnies, one Piglet.
Censored. It is censored.
Hey, well, yeah, that's fine. That's fine, I can still imagine it.
Pooh's Adventures at the Lemon Party.
Winnie the Pooh and the Birth of Evil. Pooh's Adventures of the Incredible Mr. Limpet. Pooh's Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. Pooh's Adventure of Bee Movie. Pooh's Adventures of the Brady Bunch Movie. Censored. Oh, the Bee Movie's also censored.
So there's no orgy at the end?
I mean, it is implied that Bee fucks that lady.
Winnie the Pooh goes to South Park, bigger, longer, and uncut. Censored.
I think it's because they say swears in these movies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So they swore in the Brady Bunch movie?
Yeah, the Brady Bunch, yes, they did.
Okay.
Winnie the Pooh gets rescued from Gilligan's Island. Winnie the Pooh fights with the Incredible Hulk. Winnie the Pooh...
Who wins?
We all do.
Okay.
Pooh's Adventure of Infinity... Avengers Infinity War, Part 1.
Yay.
Note, this is a group project!
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
And part two is
Joss Endgame. Whedon direct that one too?
It's like 12 different Ryans.
Winnie the Pooh versus Hitler, The Rise of Evil. Winnie the Pooh fights in Pearl Harbor, which I don't think that's how that goes, but okay.
On which side? Was he in the plane?
Winnie the Pooh bombs Pearl Harbor. Pooh's Adventures in Hiroshima.
Oh, hey, no.
Okay, you're right.
No.
Something that's equally as serious, Pooh's Adventures of Super Mario 64 DS.
Huh.
Oh, hey, we got Pooh's Adventures of the Lorax. That means the Onceler's here.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Pooh's Adventures of It Takes Two. Winnie the Pooh spends the weekend at Bernie's. And Pooh's Adventures of Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Oh, is there a Caddyshack Winnie the Pooh? Does
the computer wear tennis shoes?
You got any TV shows there, Boots?
TV shows. The Winnie Pooh TV series. There's
Pooh's
Adventures of Power Rangers Mega Force.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Pooh's Adventures of Star Trek, the original series.
Okay.
Yeah. Pooh's Adventures of Sailor Moon. Mm-hmm. Winnie the Pooh meets Steven Universe.
I knew that one had to exist.
Ryan already got two nicknames from Steven Universe characters.
So. Yeah. Winnie the Pooh goes to Gravity Falls. Pooh's Adventures of Digimon Phrenixy.
Phrenixy.
Pooh's Adventures of Kill La Kill, censored. Winnie the Pooh says, "Kill me, baby."
kill me, daddy.
I was thinking more like a ring a ding ding, kill me, baby.
kill me, baby.
Robin.
Winnie the Pooh meets the Wiggles.
Hmm. What did we learn from any of this F plus?
I think this might be Kingdom Hearts' fault.
A little bit.
Okay, go on.
No, I don't.
Go on.
Well, no. In a very the very specific form this takes of the characters stand around and watch another piece of media happen. That's like a lot of Kingdom Hearts and. And
I don't think people this young, and I know there's exceptions in here, but I don't think people this young have played fucking Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, that's a good point, actually. Yeah.
I don't really think this audience is that young. Like, it felt like the people were reading, there was hallmarks of them being older than they should be.
It isn't just Kingdom Hearts. Like, this is just, like, what media is doing. But I just... Yeah. Specifically where they just stand around and the Crucible happens, that just...
That felt a lot like
a Kingdom Hearts scene to me. Where Sora would be like, oh, no, yeah, John Proctor.
That's the more... That's going to be the more serious next game.
Yeah.
Oh, no, John Proctor.
Oh, dear.
It is true because it's like the from the actual list, like the people that are sort of in this community, it's not like they enjoy specific media. They enjoy media like as a concept, like mass media, like as an panopticon is good.
Yeah,
and so they're just like, it would be great if there was more media.
Yeah. I wish there was media from the companies that I know.
It's a prevailing thought, right? It's a prevailing thought. Like, it's almost, like, there's a level where you wouldn't have to get that high for this to look like satire. You know what I mean? where there's the covers where it's, like, Marvel's Adventures, Infinity War, and then there's, like, Bowser and, like, SpongeBob and, like, all these other characters on it. We're like, that looks like satire, actually. I know that you didn't write it that way, but that's how it looks like.
Yeah, no, I think there are people listening who are arguing that right now, and they're wrong.
Do you think that this is just one crazy fucking person?
No.
No, it's a community.
I know for a fact that it's not.
Okay. It's a rotating collection of crazy people.
Okay.
The thing is that actually these fandom wikis are largely this same community, just like their focus is slightly different and they overlap in specific ways. Like, I've run into I wander into the Pooh's fandom wiki from the Super Nanny fandom wiki into the Pokemon Elizabeth storybook fanon wiki. They all connect, and then you end up at some, then you end up with some, like, 30-something-year-old mom complaining about how Kim Possible's house isn't physically possible.
there's a thing on this site I've realized, from the intro that we had, is that you know, if somebody takes dibs on a thing, nobody else can do it. And there's a lot of pages on here are just, like, squatting. Ryan has squatted on Ryan's Adventures of Ready Player One, which has no content in it. It says trivia, blank will guest star in this film.
So that's why all those question marks exist.
Right.
They're just going, because everyone's just opening up pages and just writing first.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good website. It's a good website.
Yeah, it's a good website. It's a good website. It's a good idea. It's a good use of time.
When you think about it, there's going to be, like, Ryan's Adventures in whatever is going to be a pretty hot commodity.
Oh, absolutely.
Ryan's Adventures in Ready Player One. Yeah.
I mean, he's so popular and cool.
For whatever reason, he has not claimed Ryan's Adventures in Ready Player Two, so.
Well, because he doesn't want to make promises Mine! He can't keep.
In this movie, Ernest Cline gets shot out of a cannon, and Winnie the Pooh watches.
Ryan's Adventures, and I have two DeLoreans in my garage.
Oh no, this is so sad.
And Winnie the Pooh says, look at all of his brain matter splattering on the wall. And Tigger says, yep, he sure is dead. He's a dead person.
Oh, bother.
Yeah. Our website is always thefpl.us. If you go /merch after that, it depends on where you're listening. But as of right now, there's mouse pads. There's mouse pads that are drawn in the Ed Roth style of a goblin, sort of like tied into a laptop, being very excited about being on the internet. And then it says, "I love content." And we might be the only shirt. We might have the only shirt on the internet that says, "I love Utah" on the front. and that's very interesting on the back. I think we very well might be.
Probably.
The only shirt that does that.
Hopscotch Goblin.
Hopscotch Goblin. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Learn some more about Ryan, because like somewhere in here was like Ryan's enemy, which is Rivine. Rivine Sparktron,
yeah. Who's pretty cool but not as cool as Ryan.
Yep,
it's definitely not as cool as Ryan. when he heard that Ryan has become a prime prince, he decides to be the polar opposite with his title of, quote, "Plunder Vine Prince of Dark Friendship."
It's just, it's like poetry, you know? Mm-hmm.